Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I'm continuing the series on the elements of peace. And as I go through this together with you, I'm realizing more and more things about finding peace. And today I want to talk about releasing and letting go. I was meditating this morning about what it takes to find peace, and I realized if there's something in your mind that is gnawing at you, that is kind of knocking at that door, you have to open that door and see what's going on and release it, because it's going to be there until you do. Now, if it's just a light thought that we all have in our subconscious mind as we go into meditation, like the clouds that drift by, that's one thing. But if it's something deeper, there's a deeper knock. Have you ever noticed that? That comes to your door of awareness. Then that is coming there for a reason. Now, what do you do to find that reason? You ask. You open the door and say, what's going on? Because at the end of your life, you wish to be able to release and let go of those things that are that we're supposed to be dealt with in this life. And some of them may be the ones you wait for because they're harder. It could include some of the elements of what I have gone over, including forgiveness many times. But the big thing to remember is that if you have something you need to release and let go, it is really a good practice to dive into that and deal with it and let it go so you can be at peace with it. And it's harder if you're obsessive, if you dwell on things and you get into that groove where you can't easily let go. But a lot of meditation and Buddhism, really, and mindfulness is based on just that, on letting go. And it's a very wonderful practice. It is such a key practice. And I do believe that if you can let go and let God, that you really can find deeper peace. And it works for yourself as an individual finding peace, but it also works for finding peace then with others and with the world. John Kennedy said, peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, and quietly building new structures. So once you take away those things that are there that need to be released, you can build a new structure. And that new structure can be built stronger on understanding, on compassion, on awareness, and with the intention of peace. It's so important to allow yourself, without fear, to go there. Because it really does take sometimes having a deep inner conversation with ourselves. And then take the next step, which is not just with ourselves, but let it go and release it to a higher place. Just to really, truly let it go, just the same way you go through the steps of practicing forgiveness. It's a very similar process to allow yourself to forgive and to allow yourself to release. Now, I, through time, have, in many, many years of meditation, have found that you can go into meditation and be in a place within your soul and find a place that is the objective observer. The objective observer is not engaged in your daily conversations and can see you from a different point of view, a different light. And it's a very good place to observe what's going on in your life, in your mind, in your emotions, in your inner dialogue, because it's not engaged in that process and it can see it in a much bigger way, in a higher light. So if you connect within your soul when you go into meditation, then you dwell there long enough to be able to observe what's going on, you can really find out from inside what you need to do to release a situation, to let it go, and to be at peace and to make peace with it. And once you understand that process, it becomes easier. But you still have to do the deep work, because once you understand the process, you go deep. And that may take you even deeper still to find out what's going on in the dark, hidden places, in the shadows. And then you have to be able to go there and shine a light on that. And then just transform yourself. Because some of those patterns that may have come from those deep, hidden places can be ingrained in the energy and the grooves of our being, even into your cells. It can even be going back into the karmic wheel, things that were caused from maybe other lifetimes. So let's just do a little meditation here, a peaceful meditation to go through those steps. And of course, we know breath sweeps mind. So breathe in and allow yourself to be centered and relax and let go. Again, practicing with the breath out, releasing. Breathing in peace, holding that breath and relaxing and releasing and releasing and letting go of any stress, any tension. Breathing in, knowing everything is all right, right here. And now you are in the light, and just let go and let that light spread through all of you, through all the darkness, into a place where you are at peace. Just breathing and allowing yourself to be peace. Allowing yourself now to be centered in your soul. Go to that place within, that place where you dwell with your objective observer. Call in the light of the soul. Allow it to get a hold, a perch there within, a beautiful space to behold. Be there, dwell there, and connect with your higher objective self. And just find that space there to take a moment to look at what is going on with your life. Are there any issues that need to be resolved and released? Allow anything to come up that may be knocking on that door. Now open that door, staying in that place of the objective observer. Greet and welcome what comes when you open that door. What would like to be released? What would you like to release right now? Take a moment and realize what you want to release and you choose to release right now. Breathe in, hold your breath, and breathe out, breathe out, breathe out, release. Breathing in peace and understanding, and breathing out and releasing and letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. How does it feel? Do you feel like you are releasing and letting go What needs to be released? What would it take to go even further, to be open? Put a white light, a golden white light, completely around you, protecting you. And allow your highest self of light to come in and let go even further, whatever may need to go away and be released for you to be at peace. Sigh, release, let it go, let it go, let it go into the light. And breathe it out. Now you may need to do this for a long time. You may need to sit with this and be with this. You may need to do this every day. It's an everyday kind of thing sometimes when you go into this process. But for now, we're going to come out of our deep place of peace from the objective observer and come back into our everyday consciousness and breathe again. Great gratitude to your soul, to your objective observer, to your higher self for allowing yourself to be in that place where you understand what you need to release and let go. Don't be afraid. No, it's always okay on this journey to release and let go. I thank you so very, very much for taking the time and the courage and holding the space to release and let go. God bless you on this journey always. Thank you.